Headline: Bitcoin's OP return war just went nuclear. A chain fork proposal. Published at 7:15 p.m., October 27, 2025. A Bitcoin fork proposed this weekend would commence an activation period for updating consensus rules to limit data storage unrelated to the on-chain movement of BTC. In a dramatic escalation of this year's OP underscore return war, pseudonymous dev Dathon Ohm revived Bitcoin Improvement Proposal, BIP, 2017, also called Reduced Data Temporary Soft Fork, that might become BIP 444 if someone codes an activation client and formalizes it on GitHub. The new blockchain would refuse many types of common data storage for media, collectibles, roll-ups, and other novelty or business uses at its base, consensus level. Specifically, the proposal escalates disagreement over Bitcoin, Core V30's relaxed approach to queuing up to 100 kilobytes of arbitrary data per transaction in nodes' memory pools, mempools. It would make such contiguous chunks of data incompatible with the blockchain's rules for valid transactions. Not just mempool's default standardness rules. For context, Bitcoin Core is the most popular software for Bitcoin full node operators with thousands of operators online at any moment. OP underscore return is the most common Bitcoin scripting code to place data into transactions that is unrelated to validating the movement of Bitcoin, BTC. Version 29, V29, and prior of Bitcoin Core disallowed multiple OP return outputs per transaction, as well as OP return outputs exceeding 84 bytes in its default mempool. Core V30, in contrast, accepts and relays multiple OP underscore return outputs, as well as OP underscore return outputs of up to 100 KB across its default mempool. Bitcoin Core developers released version 30 on October 10th. A Bitcoin hard fork creates a backward incompatible blockchain requiring all nodes to upgrade, whereas a soft fork is backward compatible that allows older nodes to validate transaction validity on the same blockchain. Two activation proposals for a Bitcoin soft fork, flagging the growing popularity of Core V30 to the Bitcoin dev mailing list, Dathon Ohm has proposed a dual activation method for a soft fork that would, if successful, permanently end many types of on-chain data storage, such as inscriptions, runes, ordinals, and roll-ups. Interestingly, as proposed, it would not end stamps, a more difficult-to-censor type of protocol that hacks data onto the blockchain in a way that is difficult to prevent at the consensus level. Dathon Ohm calls the two activation methods proactive and reactive. In essence, the proactive proposal has a placeholder block height of 987,424, likely January 2027, based on average mining times, for an orderly flag day when people supporting the reduction of on-chain data storage would update their consensus rules. The reactive method, in contrast, would activate randomly at any time over the next 15 months whenever miners notice illegal content such as CSAM and refuse to include those transactions in Bitcoin's blockchain. In this case, the new rules are effective on the very next block, wrote Dathon Ohm. The reactive soft fork activation would reorganize Bitcoin's blockchain. If activated by a group of miners responding to a legal challenge, for example, this reorganization introduces the potential for double spending attacks. Dathon Ohm's BIP motivation speaks about legal and moral risks to node operators who don't adopt the new fork as a concerning future possibility. Jameson Lopp called this an underlying implication of using legal coercion. Some people believe that proponents of the soft fork are planning to use lawfare, such as sending legal letters to miners to pressure them into running this reactionary fork. The words legal and law appear a combined 11 times in the author's BIP motivation. Read more. Three sneaky changes in Bitcoin Core version 30 are confusing node operators. The rage leaked text messages involving Luke Dashger discussing plans for a fork due to legal concerns about data hosting by node operators. Dashger, in addition to tasks like pull request reviews and assigning BIP numbers, advocates for KNOTS, a forked version of Bitcoin Core that refuses to increase the OP return data storage allowances of Core V30. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.